If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13, want to begin reading it. And you know the story here, how Moses has went to Pharaoh and told him that he need to let God's people go. You know, Pharaoh, a type of the world, amen. And Pharaoh said, no, I won't do it. And they have a lot of challenges. But praise God, finally he agrees to let them go. And as we pick up here tonight in verse 17 of Exodus 13, the Bible said, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness, the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Amen. And said, and Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. Now, don't you know Joseph said, don't you leave me down here in the world. Amen. He said, when it comes time to leave, praise God, you make sure I get to go with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, and they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And now look at verse 21. It said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I want to preach just tonight for a minute tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. Who's that? Who's that? As we see this tonight, we see this thing playing out, and we see Israel, they departed from Egypt. Amen. That type of world, they left out, praise God. But they didn't leave, you know what, bless my heart, they didn't leave out empty-handed. Amen. He said, now you what? I tell you what I want you to do. He told Moses, he said, I want you to go out. He said, I want you to just get whatever you can. He said, I want you to go out and borrow pots. Not a few, praise God. He said, just go to the inhabitants of Egypt. Praise God, just tell them you need some pots. You need some things to go out. And praise God, I can just imagine my mind as they begin to get those pots. They begin to get all kind of pots. They begin to get silver and gold. And when the people went to collect the pots, they went to their neighbor, the Egyptians, and they said, you know what? God sent me down here. He said, I need to borrow some pots from you. And they said, well, okay, if you're going out and you need some pots, hey, we'll give you some pots. And I could just see the little lady, she goes through the house and as she's carrying them a big old pot, she tells them little old youngins, praise God, they said, well, mama, what about this gold over here? He said, just throw it in the pot. Hey, what about this silver? He said, just throw it in the pot. Amen. And when them youngins got ready to depart out of Egypt, praise God, they had everything that the children of Israel would ever need. Yes, sir. Amen. Said anything they need to buy anything on the journey, God had provided. But something took place. See, Pharaoh had done, he said, all right, he said, take your people and get on out of here. And I don't know about you, but in my mind's eye, I can see them as they loaded up and they head out that morning. Praise God. And he sits there at the palace and watches them go. Man, can you see that? I mean, probably a million or more those Israelis. Praise God, they begin to march out of the city. Hey, praise God, they begin to head out with everything that they owned. Big old caravans, praise God, of people. Praise the Lord. Can you see it? And Pharaoh sits there and watches him go. He said, well, good riddance. Amen. And they get on out their ways and... And they get to thinking that somebody come to him and said, Pharaoh, said, do you realize what just happened? He said, what do you mean? They said, they're gone, good riddance. He said, yeah, but you don't realize something. He said, they took all the wealth of Egypt. He said, what? He said, they took all the wealth of Egypt. Praise God. They took all the gold, all the silver. They took all the wealth of Egypt. Praise God with them. He said, how in the world did that happen? He said, I don't know. He said, they was something happened. Praise God, down there at the house of your people. And when they went to buy them vessels, not a few, praise God, when they took them, carried them to the door, they was full of gold and silver and precious things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said some desire, praise God, made them people do strange things. So Pharaoh, he told me, he said, well, wait a minute. He said, get up the chariots. So we got to go get our stuff back. And so God took these people out here. You can read it in chapter 4. And they camped over here by this Ethan. Amen. And he said they was by the sea. And he said, and Pharaoh said, boy, said, their commander, their God ain't much of a commander. Because he could have went through by the Philistines. He could have marched on through there. But God said, no, you know what? He said, those Philistines is a warring people. They might have rose up against them and scared them. And Israel might have run back, praise God, into Egypt. Amen. God said, I've got to prepare them first before they face the enemy. So he said, you go down there. And God led them by the way of the Red Sea. And he got them down there and he put them on camp. He said, well, why don't you just camp here for a little bit? And I can see the people, they look back and said, well, oh no, it said the murmuring began to take place in the camp. And they said, you know what? He just brought us over here by the sea to die. Can you just imagine that when they look back over there and they seen them plumes of dust coming up? And they said, that ain't a horse and a rider, that's an army. Say, oh my goodness, here we are. We're stranded with nowhere to go. Said, what are we going to do now? Amen. Didn't realize, praise God, that God, the delivering God, praise God, that brought them out of Egypt was a delivering God, would be right there with them. Promised he would be, praise God. And he was there to perform one more time. And the Bible says that in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Amen. He said, just stand still. Who is it, praise God, that can save us now? Amen. Who is it, praise God, that can intervene, praise God, against the mighty army of Pharaoh? Amen. Who is it can take us, praise God, out of this world, praise God, in worldliness and keep us from being just totally wiped out? And Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes, praise God, we just need to stop and just watch God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've seen God do so many magnificent things. Praise God. Right here in this little place. We've seen Him save souls. We've seen Him heal bodies. Praise God. We've seen Him take out cancerous tumors. Praise God. For His glory. Amen. Can God? God can. Praise God. He said, just stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. And he said, which he will show to you today. Amen. I'm glad a lot of times you don't have to wait a long time to see God work. Amen. He's able to do it right now. Anything that he wants to do. Sometimes he makes us wait. Sometimes, praise God, we may have to wait longer than we think we should have to. But praise God, God, hey, where's he at? Where's God? He's right there. Amen. Hey, he's never went nowhere. Amen. He's always right there. Amen. But he said, now listen to what he said. He said that for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Amen. He said, hey, those Egyptians, you see that big dust cloud you see over there? You think that's an army? Praise God. After today, you're not going to see them no more. Amen. The enemy's going to be gone. It's going to be dissolved. Praise God. The enemy's going to be history. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where's God? God's right there. And he said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You know what's wrong with most of us today? We try to do our fighting for us, for ourselves. Amen. We do try to do our own fighting, praise God. Well, sometimes I believe we just need to back up and let God. Amen. Just step back and say, okay, Lord, this is yours. Amen. Said, I don't know what I'm doing anyway. I'm just frailing at the wind, praise God. Lord, you just step in and you take over this situation. Amen. God began to move in a mighty way, and you say, wow, I could have never done that. Amen. All of a sudden, some old sinner, praise God, hate your guts. All of a sudden, God works in her heart. He moves on them. And because of your meekness, because of your humble attitude, praise God, they come up and they say, Brother Bill, I'm so sorry. You grab them around the neck and say, praise the Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Pray. Praise the Lord. It takes the fight out of them. Amen. So he said that they, he said, where's he at? He's right here with us. Amen. He says, and said the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud. Now I got to thinking about this pillar of a cloud. Now, ladies, have you ever noticed on a real hot day, be out in a working outside in a real hot day and that sun burning down on you, and all of a sudden there's a little cloud floats over and it gets between you and that sun and that cooling effect that it has? Amen. Hey, I'm telling you what, that cloud by day and that fire by night, it wasn't there by accident. Praise God, God was there. He said he was there to lead his people. And praise God, he sent that cloud to be there during the day. Praise God, a representation and a presentation of himself before God, before his children. Praise God, to help them along their way. Amen. When we get the hot heat of that day, praise God, that cloud would hover over. Amen. I don't believe I ever had to worry about sunburn. Amen. Out there in that desert, praise God, that heat of burning down on them, praise God. And just about time that sun got up, got the cooking good, and there was that cloud between them and it. Praise the Lord. Type of the presence of the Lord, praise God, it was right there, and it would give them that cooling effect. Amen. And in about dark 30, praise God, that desert would begin to cool off. Amen. In deserts, have you ever been? Even over in Israel, praise God, where it's desert, when it starts getting dark, it gets cold quick. Because there's no foliage, that there's nothing to hold in the heat. And that temperature starts dropping quick. But he said there was a fire by night. Amen. Praise God. It shattered the door of the tabernacle. Praise God, it was there to heat them up. All they had to do was just draw nigh to the Lord. Amen. As long as they stayed under the cloud, as long as they stayed next to the fire, praise God, God would take care of them. Amen. Praise God. You know what that is? That's the presence of the Lord. I want to say tonight, praise God, if we'll just stay close to the Lord, praise God, He'll take care of us. He'll overshadow us. He'll warm us, praise God, and He'll cool us when we need cooling. Amen. That's just who He is. That's what He does. Where's He at? He's right there all the time. He's right there. His presence, praise God, is right there. It never leaves us nor forsakes us, but He's always right there. See, Moses would write about this in latter days. Amen. He'd tell the children, praise God, what magnificent things that the Lord had done for them. I wonder, as we look on our lives tonight, young, at our lives, the things that we've seen God do, can we tell our young, will we be able to tell them, praise God, have a testimony of the marvelous things that God has done for us? Amen. Hey, I can set my children down, I can tell them of the magnificent thing they've done for their daddy, that God has done for little old me. Amen. And as Moses begins to pinder, look over at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 32. You say, well, preacher, why would the Lord do that? Because he goes on to say, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. See, there was something special about the people. Amen. Do you realize, praise God, there's something special about you in the eyes of God tonight? Amen. There's something special about you tonight. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, in verse 9, the Bible said the Lord's portion is what? His people. That's the Lord's portion. That's the part He chooses. If you're going to get a portion of something, you always want to choose what portion you get. Amen. Have you ever had one of your brothers or your sister would take and they'd cut up a pie? And they would do the slicing, and I'd say, okay, you cut it, I get to choose the first piece. Amen? That keeps them honest. Because what they do a lot of times, especially my sister. Nancy, she's the one stabbed the fork in the back of my hand when I went to reach to get the last biscuit. She'd carve that thing up, and if you let her carve it, you let her choose, she'd get the biggest piece. Amen? But if they carved it up, praise God, that portion, praise God, that you want for yourself, That one that you've done laid your eyes on. One that you've done infatuated with, praise God. The one that you've done chosen for yourself. But now if somebody carves that thing, and before you can get your spatula in there to dip that out, somebody else gets it, you're awful disappointed. Amen? I mean, you come out of there disappointed because that ain't the piece you had fixed your mind on. I mean, that just won't taste like the one, praise God, that you wanted. Amen? That's what God has done. Amen? With Israel and with us, praise God. He said He's done fixed His sights on us, praise God, and He's not going to be satisfied with nothing else. Amen? That's how precious you are in the eyes of God. He's already picked you out, praise God, to be His portion. Think on that next time the devil jumps on you. Say, devil, guess what? The Lord's done chose me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. For the foundation of the world, praise God, He chose me. This little old sinner boy, praise God, to be His own. He said, the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of His inheritance. Amen. That little old tribe of nation, praise God, and that little old people that was supposed to be set aside for Him, doing and walking and living in the will of God. He said, those are the ones that I'm fixed on. Those are the ones I've chosen, praise God. Those are mine. Just imagine how disappointed God is when we disappoint Him. Amen? When we don't do our part to hold up to the bargain. But listen to what He says. He said, He found Him in a desert land. He said He found Him over in a desolate place. Amen. A place where there wasn't a whole lot to be had. And in a waste howling wilderness. Out there where the wild animals were, praise God. And there was nobody there. And there was no help to be had. He said, that's where God found them at. Amen. When they finally looked up and realized they was lost. Amen. When we ever decide, when we ever come to ourselves like old prodigal and realize, praise God, that we're just frailing along in this old world, praise God, and we're lost without God. Amen. Without a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're just a beat in the wind. Amen. But praise God, when we come to ourselves and realize, praise God, that we're just lost in the wilderness. And we need somebody come alongside us and show us the way out. Amen. He said He found them in the desert land, in a waste, howling wilderness. It's easy to get away from God. In Jeremiah chapter 2, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Now listen to what it says in verse 6. Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt? That led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits. That sounds like a world we live in, don't it? What, desert and pits, places of fall, places we can't get out of, praise God, without the Lord's help. Through a land of drought, a place of dryness. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, a lot of our churches are dried up. Ain't no Spirit of God in us. Praise the Lord. Through a land of drought and of a shadow of death. Through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. He said, that's where God found you at. Amen. A place where you couldn't live. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I think I'm doing pretty good. No, you ain't. You're dying and on your way to hell without God. Amen. You're in a wilderness. You're in a place of drought, praise God. You're in a place where there's no living waters flowing. Amen. Then where there's no living waters flowing, there's no life. Amen. But when that living water begins to flow, praise God, everything it touches, it comes alive. Amen. You get that. You say, preacher, where you get that at? You get that down at the well. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, where those living waters flow, when we accept Him in that free pardon of sin, He begins to do mighty things for us. Praise the Lord. But He said they found Him in that waste, howling wilderness and said He led Him about. Amen. He got them that pillar of cloud. And that pillar of fire, praise God, that was there for them, praise God, to point and to show them the way. All they had to do was follow the cloud. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had a pillar of cloud, a pillar of fire, praise God, all we had to do is just follow it. Stay in the close proximity of that pillar of cloud by day and that pillar of fire by night. Praise God, and we'd know we was on the right path. Wouldn't that be simple? Wouldn't that make things so simple? We've got that pillar of cloud, praise God, and we got the pillar of fire in the Word of God to guide us, praise God, and to keep us close to God. Amen. We have that, praise God, in our hands today in this blessed old King James Bible. Praise the Lord. To direct us, praise, and keep us in a close proximity to the Lord. When we go through the trials that we'll face, where's He at? He's right there. Amen. Where was He at for these people? He was right there the whole time. God never moved. Amen? They did. They moved away from Him. Said He led them about and He instructed them. So that's why He wouldn't let Him go up against the Philistines. They hadn't had proper instruction for the battle. Amen? God's got some proper instruction for His people for the battle. Amen? Hey, to help you fight, fight a fair fight. You say, well, preacher, we just go at it with all we got, praise God. We better go at it with all He's got. Because we're not fighting, praise God, just people. We're fighting a wicked devil from hell. Amen. Praise God. We need all the help we can get, and that help is in the Lord. But the Bible said that He kept him. Amen. He kept him. He kept those people as the apple of His eye, that most precious part. While they was traveling through, while they was going through all these things, while they was in the wilderness, praise God, the Bible said that God kept them. He guarded them. He protected them, praise God. He was there for them. Amen. Well, even while they was in the wilderness. See, they thought, well, God just forsaken us out here. God took them there on purpose. Sometimes God take us through the wilderness on purpose. Amen. Because in the wilderness, praise God, He strengthens you. He builds your faith, praise God. He builds your confidence, not in yourself, but in Him. Amen. You get out there in the wilderness far enough, and you realize that you're in the wilderness, you'll start wondering how you're going to get back. You're going to ask, run where your help is. And you find your help, and you call on the Lord. Amen. When you begin to call on the Lord, praise God, then the help shows up. Amen. Praise God. He goes on to something. And I looked at this next verse, verse 11 here, and I'd never seen it quite like the Lord showed it to me the other night. He says, as an eagle stir up her nest. Now, I seen this, and I thought, you know what? I've preached this. I've mentioned this verse and preached it, I think, a time or two here, but I got to thinking about this. As an eagle makes her nest, she makes that thing out of those sticks, and she puts it on the side of a cliff way up in the air where nothing can get to it. And she takes the down, the softest part of the feathers from her breast, and she plucks them out, and she puts them and lines that nest with those down before she ever lays an egg. And she takes and she places that in there perfect, where there's no sticks, there's no protruding, there's nothing that would damage those eggs. Amen? Nothing that would hurt those little ones. And she puts that in there. But the Bible says here that as an eagle stirreth up her nest. See, when those eggs hatch out, and then once those little old chicks is safely out of the egg, and they begin to grow, and she begins to nurture them, the Bible says she begins to take that down, and she begins to pull that out of the nest, amen, to expose those sticks and those little gougy, pointy things, amen. Why? Because she allows those little chicks to get uncomfortable in the nest, amen. She begins to poke and prod at them just a little bit and make them uncomfortable there in the nest because she knows they can't stay there all their life. One of these days, praise God, they've got to stretch forth their wings and fly away. Amen. So she begins to stir up that nest. She begins to take a little out here and a little out there. And them little birds, oh, mama. It's not comfortable no more. I don't like it in here no more. Right? They begin to complain and to murmur a little bit. But you know what? It don't affect that mama because she does it because she knows that's what's best for them little chicks. So I believe sometimes God pokes us and He prods us a little bit. Amen. With this whole thing, with this whole flesh that we live in. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we get saying, oh Lord, why me? Why not me? Amen. This hit home on me today. I don't know about you, but I thought all the things I went through, Lord, and I said, why not me? Amen. Praise God. Hey, every time I've had to bow my head, and every time I've had to say, oh, Lord, I need You to help me. Lord, I know I can't do this alone. Praise God. There was a mighty hand from glory that reached down, praise God, and touched the depths of my soul.
Sure, amen.
Amen. What was he doing? He was making me uncomfortable in the nest. He was a stirring up a little bit, praise God. Amen. He said, that old eagle, that mother eagle. Now you talk about a big old bird. I'm talking about a mighty eagle. I'm talking about something with a 7 to 9 foot wingspan. Amen. A full grown eagle. Sometimes they've had them gnawing up to 12 feet. 12 feet, I mean, for a gigantic eagle, a 12 feet one wingspan. Can you imagine? I mean, talk about an awesome bird. I mean, they can take them wings and they can mount up, praise God, and just leap off them bluffs and let that wind catch them and just takes them up. And they begin to ride them currents and they begin to drift up and up and up. Amen. And this mighty eagle, praise God. She takes it, she begins to stir up that nest, and she begins to flutter over her young. As I thought about this, I thought, you know what? That old mama eagle, she's trying, kind of doing what God did to those Israelites when he brought them up out of Egypt, when he put that cloud there, praise God, goes up there on that bluff. Praise God, sometimes it'd get pretty hot, but praise God, she'd step back, she'd take those wings, and she'd begin to fan them things, praise God, and produce a little air current, begin to show them some things, begin to instruct them little, praise God, how to get loose a little bit, how to get them arms up, how to get them wings going. Praise God, hey, you know what, Lord, it'd do us good, praise God, if we could get the fanning just a little bit, get our arms up just a little bit, say glory to God, he's a God of glory, he's real tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, he's on the throne, praise God, forever is the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that old mama eagle probably is teaching them little youngers worship just a little. Amen. How to ride the currents of God. Hey, they were just taking what God gave them, praise God, and allowing it to elevate them to higher places. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. They began to fan just a little bit. Praise the Lord. She fluttered over her young. Amen. Spreadeth abroad her wings. Amen. I believe she get over here, that little old nest, praise God, and she go, in all her majesty. She said, look at mama. Amen. So this is the way it's done. So young, you gotta reach out your arms. You always gotta be reaching up. Amen. Praise God. Hey, there's nothing down there for you. Praise God. If you're ever going to catch the current, if you're going to rise up to be anything, praise God, you got to keep a looking. You got to keep a lifting up. Praise God. You got to keep a raising up your arms. Praise God. You got to keep reaching to glory. Amen. And as she held them things up, that sun was beating down. Praise God. And it was them little old eaglets was in the shade of mama's wings. Amen. It was a shade and it was keeping that old sun off of them. And they's looking at them things, and they say, boy, ain't that all right? Boy, I tell you, mom's got this thing going. Hey, man, boy, she fans us, she cools us, she knows how this thing's done. Hey, man, glory be to God, she's got it down pat. Man, what's she doing? She's instructing them. Hey, man, she's just showing them, praise God, how this thing's meant to be, how God designed it to be. God used that example of a little old eagle, a bird. But now look, she don't stop there. And says that she taketh them. So she don't leave them alone. You know what's wrong with the world today? We're leaving our kids alone. Amen? Well, little Johnny, he knows what's best. He knows what he wants. And if it's what little Johnny wants, then little Johnny ought to be able to do that. What if little Johnny wants to go out there and play in the middle of interstate party? Is that all right? But we're living in a day and a time when we take our children up and our grandchildren up and we say, hey, that's okay. Just let them do that. Little Johnny knows what he wants to do. Little Johnny don't know what he needs to do. Amen. We got to raise them up. The Bible says she took them up. Praise God. She takes those little ones up. Praise God. She cares about them. I want to say, praise God, if we care anything about our youngins, we'll take them up. Amen. We'll draw them near to ourselves. We'll keep them close. Amen. Hey, Brother David, you take them little old girls, praise God, you take them, you keep them close. Yeah. Amen. And praise God, and when you think you're holding on too tight, hold on just a little tighter. Because the world don't want to do nothing but destroy and defile them.
Amen.
Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because the perverts of the world today want to marry men and men and women and women, which is ungodly before God.
Amen.
Amen. Bunch of wickedness ain't no better than dogs. Amen. Dogs know better. Amen. Bunch of sodomy. They want to destroy our children. We need to take them up, hold them close, praise God, love them. Or the world will. Right off into the devil's arms. But she said, she taketh them up. She taketh them things. Now, I just, when I vision this, I just can't imagine how she could do it in a loving way. I mean, that big old sharp beak. I mean, she's got that, she can hold a piece of flesh in her hand, her claws. She can reach with that beak and just shred a rabbit or a critter, just shred it to pieces. But the Bible said she reaches out ever so tenderly and she picks up one of those little old eaglets. Amen. Praise God. I mean, I'm talking about do it with intricate skill. She takes that's been used to kill and to maim and destroy. And she picks it up with intricate skill and she places it on her back. Amen. And she's been nudging them out toward the edge of the nest. And they said, no, Mama. He said, we don't want to get out there. She said, well, youngins, it's time. And she places that little old eaglet on her back. And she eased over at the edge of that nest. And she steps off into eternity. And she blows in, poof. And all of a sudden, that little old eaglet on her back's a riding. And Mama's a soaring out over the great canyons of this world. Amen. And as she circles and those wind currents begin to take her higher and higher and higher. And that little eaglet, he's a hanging on the back of to Mama's back. And he's a watching the world go round and round. And as he climbs and he climbs and he sees Mama as she excels, praise God, up into glory. But just like me and you in this world, by the time you think you're on top of the mountain, Mama's up there and she's just soaring ever so sweetly on them wind currents. And then she tilts a wing. And little Junior goes, and he begins to fall. Amen. And he begins to plunge towards earth and he can see it coming. It's better than a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Amen. He sees it the earth getting bigger and bigger. And that Mama Eagle, she's told him, she said, you got to spread your wings. Amen. You got to spread your wings. And as he falls and he falls and he plummets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet. And all of a sudden, about time he thinks it's over. About the time we think it's over. About the time we think it's done and we're going to hit bottom. All of a sudden, there's a shadow on the ground and something sweeps up under him. And it's Mama. Amen. She sweeps up under him. That's the way God does us. Amen. We're just like those little eaglets. Praise God. God gets us out there. Sometimes he just tips us over and just lets us fall a little bit. Praise God. But he's there watching to protect. And he said he'll not let us fall. Praise the Lord. But said he'd be there to catch us. Amen. She catches that little eaglet. And she soars back up. She soars back up. She just climbs and climbs, climbs. And she heads right. She heads right into the sun. Amen. She just keeps heading right for the sun, that little eaglet. They got these little shields made in their eyes, and them little shields click down automatically and stink of God's given, praise God, so they can look at the sun. Amen. And she climbs right into it. And she gets up there so high again, and she does a rollover. That little eaglet falls. And he says, okay, Mama's going to be there to kiss you. She'll not let me fall. So let me see if I can remember what she told me to do. Let me see if I can just remember what she said to do. What was it? With these things I've got on my side. Oh yeah, put them out. And all of a sudden, as he extends those wings and he reaches up the glory, praise God, the wind current comes under his wing and it picks him up and he begins to soar. Amen. And he flounders a little. He maybe flaps a little. Bobs and weaves trying to feel the currents. Mama's right there above him watching. Amen. But he begins to, the wind currents begin to pick him up. And he begins to soar up, up, up. Amen. And then he says, oh yeah, the sun, the sun. And he begins to head right for the sun. Those wind currents are taking him right into glory. Amen. So he said, you know what? He said, I think I've got this. He said, Mama had this thing down pat the whole time. The whole time I was afraid. Amen. Listen, you youngins, praise God. Mom and Daddy, they may seem like old fogies. They may seem just like a bunch of old Christian fogies. But praise God, if they've got their eyes on Jesus, if they're pursuing the right path, praise God, stay with them. Stay close to Mom and Daddy. They'll get you to glory, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. He said, like this eagle. Praise God. Begin to lift them up. Begin to lift them up on their wings. He said, so the Lord alone did lead him and was no strange God with him. Amen. Where's God? He's right here. Where is he? He's right here. Amen. Him, the little eagle, said, where's God? He's right here. Amen. Do you feel the currents? Do you feel the air currents are blowing? You ever get in one of our the kind of meetings we've had here lately, and the Holy Ghost of God gets me? That's air currents. Amen. That's that. That God promises when we is in His hand. Praise God. And that air current, it begins to pick this up. It begins to help us soar above all the obstacles of this world. Amen. And we begin to soar above this old world, above Egypt, the world, praise God. We begin to soar above it, just like those great eagles. And the Lord God, He's no strange God to us. We know who gets us up there. We know who picks up. We know who elevates us. It's God. Amen. He's the one that's raising us up. He's the one that's holding us up. He's the one that keeps us from falling. He said, who is this? It's God. God's the one that does all this. He does it, just like you see, because He loves us. He cares us. He instructs us. He shows us what we need so we can be helped to the Lord. So we can be encouraged in our journey to realize just like He did for them, He promised He'd do the same for us if we'd only let Him. Where's He at tonight? Where's He at in your life? I tell you where He's at. He's right here. Amen. He's right here in an old-fashioned altar. Amen. He's right there in that prayer place that you have at home. God's right there. And praise God, He'll be there to help. He won't let you fall. But He'll be there to encourage you. He'll be there to lift you up. He'll be there to shade you when you need shade and heat you when you need heating. Amen. What are you saying? When you get cold and indifferent, and the world trying to drag you down, praise God, you just get to say in Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'll encourage your heart. He'll lift you up. Get you back where you need to be. But we just need to remember where He is. He's always right here.